Let's pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So I'm around 10 years old, and my bedroom is in the basement, and it has its own bathroom. There's a shower with a warped side bowed into whatever poor unfortunate soul is trying to take a shower. There's a stool with a sticker of a sailboat on it. And there's a sink with two taps. A very dirty sink. And one morning, my mother appears at my bedroom door, and in her hands are a can of Comet, some yellow rubber gloves, and one of those Scotch-Brite yellow and green scouring sponges. You need to clean your bathroom. A guest is coming, and he's going to be staying right across the way, downstairs on the height of bed in the office, and he's going to need to use your bathroom. You need to clean your bathroom. So I cradle the cleaning supplies to my little skinny chest, and flip on the light switch with my elbow going into the bathroom, and I look at the sink. A shudder wags down my spine. My eyes drift up to the swordfish sticker on the top of the mirror, and that jumping fish looks entirely too happy in this moment. I look back at the sink. The rings of grime leave the porcelain an orangish yellow off-white. The combination of soap scum, hair, hard water, and toothpaste residue have done their dirty work. So I open the taps, the water sloshes around the bowl, and then I snap on those yellow rubber gloves, and they wrinkle over my fingers as I shake out over the sink a healthy layer of Comet. Wherever the moisture seeps through that white powder, it turns blue, usually on the edges of the porcelain. And I let it sit for a couple minutes, and then I set to work scrubbing. And I weave the blue streaks back and forth and up and down across the porcelain. I rinse off the blue paste, and the white just barely starts to show through the layers of gunk. I repeat the process. Another layer of Comet, another bout of scrubbing, and then a third time, and finally, the sink is white again. The porcelain shines, ready for the guest who's going to be staying across the way from my bedroom. Now, sisters and brothers, in our epistle reading this morning, St. Paul knocks on our bedroom door. There's a guest coming. You need to clean your bathroom. And he goes into the bathroom and he points at the sink. He points out the rings of grime on the porcelain sink of our life. Let us walk honestly as in the day, he writes, not in drinking parties and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and wantonness or sensuality, not in strife and envying. You see, Advent is a season where we take a hard look at ourselves. A guest is coming soon. And in the fluorescent light, we glance at our sink. And a shudder wags down our spine. The buildup of hair, toothpaste residue, hard water, and soap scum is all too real. You see, all too often, even as Christians, we indulge ourselves in such grimy ways of living. Drunkenness, sexual immorality, pot stirring, gossip. But why do we let these kinds of grime build up into dishonest habits that cover up the porcelain? Why do we human beings drink ourselves into stupors? Why do we jump into bed without any marital commitment? Why do we immerse ourselves in pornography or angry rants or scandalous stories about other people? Why do we obsess over what our neighbor has that we don't have? Because we're afraid. We're afraid of life's pain and the agony of true self-knowledge. How we have failed. How we've failed towards God. How we have hurt other people. And how we have been hurt. And that fear presses us into grimy habits. Habits that keep us from embracing any kind of suffering that might show us who we really are and how we need to change. And so we let that orangish, yellow, off-white gunk build up over time. We hide from the stark reality of ourselves, and the sins pile up into filthy lives, dirty sinks. And yet the guest of all guests is coming soon. St. Paul warns us that the day of the Lord, the advent of Jesus Christ, is at hand. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. You need a good scrubbing, says the apostle. The guest is about to arrive. The judge himself, Jesus Christ, draws near through judgment or death. He is staying in the office across from your room. And will life's sink be honest in its repentance? What's it going to look like? And so Advent, in some ways, is a sober time. It's a season of self-examination and repentance. Jesus is coming to stay, coming to permanently live with us. And will our sink be clean? And at this, our anxiety grows, especially if we're honest with ourselves. How do we clean the sink? How do we live honestly? We keep on making a mess of things. How do we get rid of all that residue toothpaste and the hair and the gunk? And this is where Jesus shows up, unannounced, weeks before he's supposed to come. He's got his own rubber gloves. His Holy Spirit can of Comet and a couple of yellow, green, Scotch-Brite scouring sponges. And he flips on the switch. He stares at the rings of grime and the rust color. It looks just like it looked when he showed up unannounced at the grimy Jerusalem temple years before its judgment, before its destruction. And there is here he starts cleansing our temple, our sink, our lives. He opens the taps of baptismal water. The liquid swashes over the bowl. He snaps on his yellow gloves, and they wrinkle over his fingers as he shakes out a healthy layer of Holy Spirit Comet. And the white powder turns blue around the edges of the wet porcelain. And Jesus lets us sit for a couple minutes, and then he gets to work. He scrubs away our compulsive sins with the sponge's rough scouring pad. My house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. The Comet and the divine elbow grease, they sting. He brings people into our lives who outline our grimy living with blue foamy streaks and with the purging painful reality of his body and blood in the Blessed Sacrament. Jesus rinses away the blue paste and repeats the process. This is what Jesus does. Every time we celebrate baptism, Holy Communion, every time there is absolution at confession, he shows up early before the final coming, and he starts getting us ready for that coming. It's an awesome and fearful work that he does here in this place every Sunday. It's a merciful and a dangerous work that he does here. And a few moments after we read we pray the prayer for the whole state of Christ Church, I'm going to read the exhortation, which is traditional on the first Sunday in Advent. And in it, we learn that the sacrament is of both great benefit and great danger. Jesus strips away the grimy layers of our sins. He forces us to confront our fears. And he shows us who we really are, so that we can actually change. He enables us to repent. So, sisters and brothers, this Advent, I encourage you, lean into what Jesus is doing in the power of the Spirit at the Father's behest. Lean into what he is doing here at St. Stephen's. Keep dragging your dirty sink to him. St. Paul puts it this way: put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Take responsibility for your sins. Come to the Eucharist as much as possible. Go to confession. Pray. Repent. And listen to the people around you who can tell you where the soap rings are. Jesus scrubs through them. Because you see, the more that Jesus brings his comet into your life, the more you are ready for the day when he will come. And he won't just be a guest. He will move in permanently with you. And he will be your joy, your life, your continued hope, your good news, your gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.